In this situation, the classic electrocardiogram shows a left bundle branch block with a inferior axis. However, the left bundle branch block morphology, although not as bizarre as seen in other forms of right ventricular disease with tachycardia, do not look like a typical left bundle. A typical left bundle branch block demonstrates a very small R-wave duration in V1 and V2, usually less than 40 milliseconds, and a rapid downstroke with the time from the beginning of the R-wave to the nadir of the S-wave usually being less than 60 milliseconds. In addition, there is usually no Q-wave in V6. Thus, when one analyzes the electrocardiogram and the QRS complex in V1, V2, and V6 resemble a classic left bundle branch block pattern, it is very likely that we're dealing with aberrancy and not a form of ventricular tachycardia. One exception is bundle branch block reentry that typically occurs in a very diseased ventricle, often with very poor Hirschsprung-Kinji conduction. The right ventricular outflow tract tachycardia has an intermediate appearance between classic left bundle branch block as well as these bizarre forms of left bundle branch block that occur with ventricular tachycardia. And the reason is that it starts high up in the septum and it usually is just not quite as bizarre looking. Regardless, it is not a classic left bundle branch block morphology. Further, ventricular function is usually normal in these patients.